The bottle gourd, also known as the drinking gourd, holds significant meaning within the context of the African diaspora and the history of slavery. For thousands of years, the plant has been cultivated in West Africa for its practical and spiritual uses. These practices extended to the Americas, where enslaved Africans cultivated the plant for similar versatile purposes. The bottle gourd is thought to be indigenous to the African and Asian continents and has been utilized in Europe, the Americas, and New Zealand since ancient times. Because of its hollow interior, the thick, hard shell enables it to be used for a variety of purposes. Commonly, gourds are grown for storing and transporting liquids, seeds, and grains. These containers, existing before the invention of pottery, are often carved and decorated with sophisticated patterns and displayed as artistic works. Gourds hold significant spiritual importance in West African cultures, serving as symbols and tools in various religious and cultural practices. In Nigeria, gourds are made into tobacco pipes and used to serve sacred beer and herbs. The fatty seeds are made into candles, and the bitter fruits and seeds are used as medicine. In different African countries, music is crucial to social life, and the bottle gourd is one of the oldest known instruments, making this plant an integral part of ceremonies and celebrations. In West Africa, it is used to create the kora, goji, and goni, different string instruments, the balafone and marimba, xylophone-like instruments, rattles, and various percussion and horn instruments. These instruments have specific purposes, such as inviting and holding ancestral spirits, spiritual cleansing, storytelling, celebrating birthdays, wedding, and harvest, and for other community gatherings. Because of its various uses, gourds are seen as iconic, life-giving symbols. Gourds served as vessels for food and water for the millions of displaced people while crossing the Atlantic Ocean on slave ships. Afterward, the seeds were planted in gardens next to enslaved people's living quarters. The plant is intimately tied to the hymn, "Follow the Drinking Gourd," a reference to the Big Dipper constellation, which was supposedly used by enslaved Africans to navigate their way to freedom by following the North Star. For Black Americans, gourds continue to be more than mere objects. They hold profound spiritual significance, serving as symbols of life and freedom, mediums for spiritual communication, tools and rituals and medicine, and vessels of cultural preservation and artistic expression.